In what appears to be a reversal of policy, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has promised amnesty for rebel leader Joseph Kony if peace talks set for next week go well. On Tuesday, Kony, who has waged nearly two decades of brutal war in northern Uganda, was also promised a presidential pardon if he abandons what Mr. Museveni called terrorism. Last year, the International Criminal Court in The Hague issued arrest warrants against Kony and five top associates on charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Court spokesman Ernest Sagaga says the arrest warrants will remain in place despite the latest developments.
I think there are two things that one has to distinguish. There is the peace process between Ugandans, and there is the judicial process before the ICC. Now, the ICC has no part to play in the peace process. And therefore, I cannot comment not on the context, not on the details of the peace process that is about to start between amongst Ugandans.
But there has been criticism among observers, diplomats, and some Ugandans that the warrants set back efforts to get peace talks going by sending the rebel leaders on the run. ICC spokesman Sagaga denies the court's actions hurt prospects for a peace settlement.
But I think if you look at what the court has done ever since the prosecutor began investigations in Uganda, the court has been and still is very much mindful of the context in Uganda. And I think every effort has been made to reach out to all players in that country. However, the only thing we can do is what is allowed under the mandate of the court.
A researcher for the International Crisis Group in Washington, Colin Thomas Jensen, says this most recent attempt to end the war in northern Uganda is in its early stages and that very little is known about the will of Kony or President Museveni to really settle the conflict. He says it makes sense the ICC would maintain its position to arrest Uganda's alleged war criminals. But Thomas Jensen says one of the biggest problems for the court is that its arrest warrants were issued in a vacuum.
That is, there was very little groundwork put into exactly how those warrants were going to be executed. Now, that's not the fault of the court. The court is a mechanism for dispensing justice. It doesn't have a special forces unit that could nab its indictees. It relies on its supporters and the will of the international community. As we saw in Uganda, the warrants were issued, and yet there was very little plan or response from the international community as to how those warrants were going to be executed.
Thomas Jensen says it is too early to know why the Museveni government suddenly decided to offer amnesty after vowing to cooperate with the ICC.
You know, his motivations, I think, to many people that follow the situation are not quite clear yet. But certainly there is a lot of public pressure in northern Uganda to deal with the LRA and the war. And there's a lot of pressure from the government of southern Sudan. The southern Sudanese, in their visits with the U.S., have made very clear that dealing with the LRA is a serious problem and is undermining the ability to implement the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. And so, you know, mild pressure from the U.S., those pressures have been probably pushing him towards coming up with a solution, something that can actually end the conflict.
There may also be a third-party solution whereby Kony would agree to end the war and be transferred to a country that has not signed on to the International Criminal Court. But as the two sides prepare for next week's talks, mediated by the government of southern Sudan, the 19-year war in northern Uganda is far from over. More than 1 million northern Ugandans remain displaced and living in camps, and children continue to live in fear of rebel abduction. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Washington.